So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
And we are indeed live. I know because it tells me so. Welcome. Hope you're well today. Today is Friday. It's Mindset and Hustle Show. My name's Dan Latto. And in today's episode, I want to talk to you about confusion. The land of confusion could be a song, couldn't it? So, I've just been playing basketball. Okay, so I'm going to talk about confusion. I get why people are confused. I've just been playing basketball with my mate Richard today. As we do on a Friday, we played for about 2 hours. I was just checking on my watch. My heartbeat went from about 49 beats a minute to about 158 or something like that. So obviously, I use it as part of my weight loss and that kind of thing. But we were talking about money, and we're talking about, you know, if you've got some savings, where you're going to put it. And then we're talking about the general public and how educated they are about money and about how nervous they are about investing in any way. And we're going through various types of investments like property and like stocks and shares, all of that versus, for example, savings accounts. And it was really interesting getting somebody else's theory about how everything's very risky. And, you know, I've had this conversation so many times. Property? No, property's really risky. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Property's one of the safest things you could put your money into. There's even a saying called safe as houses. So property's a good thing. Property's not risky at all. And people disagree with that. People think property's really risky. And I understand why they think that. But the reason why they think that is because they're not educated. Okay, so your level of risk is up here. The more educated you get about a particular subject, the less risk it is. Okay, so for example, on the basketball court, if I was shooting 3-point shots and all I do is shoot 3-point shots from that same spot, I'm probably going to get better and I've got experience and I'm learning every time I shoot the ball. After about a million shots, guess how good I am? I'm way up here. Whereas when the new guy comes and he's never shot a 3-point shot in his life, never read any books about investing or stocks and shares or property, his risk is really high. Whereas I'm so much better because I've read all the books and I've shot all the 3-point shots, whereas him, in comparison, his risk of losing is much, much higher. And it's all about probabilities. That's basically what life is about. The probability of finding the one is significantly increased when you get yourself on Match.com, right? And I know that people go, yeah, but Match.com, it doesn't work. Well, it does work because I married my partner. We met on Match.com, believe it or not. So it's the modern way of meeting people. As soon as you're not allowed to say anything to anybody in a work environment anymore, because that's sexual abuse of some kind, just saying you look nice in that dress is a crazy thing to do, and nobody should be doing that at all, ever, because that's clearly you only have to one thing. But if you're on, Match.com, you're... probability, and this is the point here, it's all about probabilities. If I go practice basketball every day for the next 10 weeks and I've got a match in 10 weeks, there's a much higher probability that my game is going to be way up here, right? And the problem that most people get to is that they get to a state of what we shall call confusion. Now, remember, confusion is an emotional state, okay? Like, love is an emotional state, hate is an emotional state, greed can be an emotional state. There are lots and lots of emotional states. And the idea here is to take control over these emotional states so that they work for you instead of you being its bitch, if you see what I mean. So when you reach a point of confusion, you should celebrate, because the point of confusion is a good place to be. What confusion actually means, when you get beyond the emotional state, what it actually means is that you've got all the information that you need, but it's not in the right order for you to be able to make a decision. Okay, so when you go to bed and tonight you dream, and you dream crazy dreams, and you might not dream at all, or you might have, you know, those kind of dreams, that is you and your mind putting everything that's happened today and all the information that you've got, not just today, but a year ago and 10 years ago, that's why you have crazy dreams from stuff that happened 10 years ago. It's putting it all into order. It's categorizing it. It's putting it into order. So if you're reaching the point of, I'm just really confused about where I need to be going, like, you should celebrate that point, because you're about to hit what we call, ladies and gentlemen, a bifurcation point. Oh, yes, this is the old NLP kicking in. So this is what happens. Imagine a graph, okay? And if you listen to a podcast, just imagine the graph. And imagine a straight line from the corner going up on a 45-degree angle. That is confusion increasing over a period of time, and the amount of confusion increased. And what happens is you hit what we call a bifurcation point. And when you hit that bifurcation point, suddenly all the bits of information that you had, they all tumble into place and you have a breakthrough. So when you reach confusion, you should celebrate because you're about to have a breakthrough. And most people quit before the breakthrough, and they go back and they get confused about it all again, and then they quit, and then they go back and they get confused about it again, and they quit. And 20 years later, all they've had is a life of quitting instead of pushing through. Like, you know, my Spanish, for example, this is a really good example. So as you may know, I'm doing Spanish right now and I absolutely hate it. I mean, Tuesdays and Thursdays are just the dreadful mornings. I hate them, okay? But what happened a couple of weeks ago, maybe last week or the week before, was I was going through and I was being confused and confused and confused, and I hit the bifurcation point, and then suddenly everything trickled into place. And then I understood what the heck I was supposed to be doing. I'm now having conversations with people in the street. It's just amazing. I can make small talk when I pay for my petrol, much or free or no. So I can have a conversation with people. Now what's happening is I'm back on the path and I'm beginning to get confused again, because I'm about to have another breakthrough. And life is about breakthrough after breakthrough after breakthrough. I don't get it, Dan. I just don't get it. I have a breakthrough. But I just don't get this bit. I don't get this bit. Then I have a breakthrough. But what about this bit? I just don't understand this bit. Then I have a breakthrough. 6 years in, they're looking back and going, I was such a schmuck 6 years ago. I didn't know anything. Now look at how much information I know. And by the way, with my Spanish in 6 years' time, as I look back at the Muppet who couldn't speak any Spanish at all, didn't understand anything, I would look back and probably feel sorry for myself, actually. You know, I have a little bit of empathy for the old Dan that was ignorant and living in someone else's country and couldn't speak the language, right? Because I'm an immigrant and someone else. I know we go on about in the UK about immigrants taking our jobs, not being able to speak language. And here I am, an immigrant, not taking a job, but not being able to speak language. I'm embarrassed about it, quite frankly. But I'll be in 6 years' time or 3 years' time or a year's time be able to look back and go, well, yeah, that's fine. And it was hard, but you got confused. You hit your bifurcation point and bing, it all trickled into place. And then you hit your next bifurcation point. But this is the problem that I see most people making, is that they insist on getting the result today, right now. Well, you know, I've done 18 pieces of content down and I've scheduled them all. And in 18 days, I'm not a millionaire. It doesn't work. Of course it bloody well works. That's what we've been doing since day dot, pushing out more and more and more content. Now, it takes a while for that content to seep through. How long's a while? It's an indeterminate amount of time. A while could be 3 months. It could be 6 months. It could be 2 years. It depends how much your product is. If you're selling a £22 product, you don't need 6 years or a year to be able to sell that product, okay? You can probably sell it after a couple of goes. And once you've gone live and you're creating content and people see it a couple of times, you can sell it because the risk is low. If you're selling a £10,000 product, okay, it might take 2 years of content consistently, day out, day in, day out. And what amazes me is that you see other people, they're producing lots and lots and lots of content, and they have been for 10 years, right? Gary Vee and Grant Cardone are two really good examples. And they've been producing all this content, and now, guess what? Everybody knows who they are. People either love them or hate them, which is perfect, because now they're polarizing their audience, which is what you want to be doing. And so that's how it works. But people now seem to want to insist on, I need this result, and I need it now. And the reason we need it now is, I should have done this a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 5 years ago, 20 years ago, okay? And they didn't. And now they're in the shit. They need 10 grand by tomorrow, otherwise they're getting repossessed. That's crazy. That's not how life is supposed to work. It's not an instant decision and an instant result. I'm going to lose weight. Bang. Oh, wow, I lost 10 stone. That's amazing. It doesn't work like that. Again, at the basketball court, Richard went up for a shot, and he went off the wrong foot. He was talking rubbish when he was shooting it. He'd not pre-thought what he was doing, and he shot an air ball, okay? And yet I go into the corner, and I literally shoot a layup from the corner, two steps, one, two, but I pre-planned it. I'm falling out of bounds, and I turn, and I hit the shot, and I'm running out of bounds on a layup, but all premeditated, pre-planned, and I'm like, watch this. And I hit that shot from the corner, a deep three. Now, what's the difference? The difference is, one, I'm premeditating. Two, it makes no difference if I hit that shot or not because I'm up anyway. I can afford to lose or miss that shot. But if Richard misses his shot, there's a chance I'm going to hit that three, which I did. But this is the problem. We're in this society where we expect this instant result and we don't get an instant result. And so when we don't get the instant result because now we're confused, we give up. And giving up is crazy. Why the hell would you give up? It's like we've got people who are going, well, my marketing's not working, so I'm just going to give up. That's a great idea. Yeah, why don't you do that? What else are you going to do? You're not going to market, and that's how you're going to attack the industry. How does that work exactly? It doesn't work. That's the whole point. So you've got to stop giving stuff up. If you're confused, celebrate. See that as a signpost. Listen to this language. See that as a signpost along your journey. Obstacles are a signpost along your journey. There are lots and lots of signposts along your journey. Divorce is a signpost on your journey. Being 4 stone overweight is a signpost. Dude, you're fat. You need to lose some weight. You want to live as long as you can. You're not going to do that because you're overweight and it's having an adverse effect on your health. You need to lose that weight. The divorce is a sign that you're putting too much effort into work and not enough effort into your marriage. Like, these were really clear and obvious signposts along the way that maybe you need to readjust the heading that you're on and start adding extra things. So make sure that you're not getting divorced and make sure that you're not getting overweight and that you're getting depressed is a signpost that you're not looking after yourself. All these signposts are out there, and confusion is another signpost. Gosh, that's a passionate plea there for people to take a look. Okay, let's do wins. If you're watching this, please come and say hello. Don't be shy. Give it a try. Those old chat up lines are great, aren't they? So what kind of wins did we have this week? So let's have a look. So I flew over last week on Thursday last week. And you may know we didn't do a live call last week because I was doing, I was over in England. I was in Birmingham, actually. It was bloody cold, but I had a couple of things going on in Birmingham, which I'm going to tell you about. So the first thing that we had on was Comic-Con. Now, this was on Saturday. Comic-Con was really cool. All these people dressed up and expressing themselves however they wanted to express themselves. I thought that was really cool. The most attractive couple I think I've ever seen were in Batman and Batwoman costumes pushing a pram, which I thought was really awesome. There were Jawas from Star Wars there. Chewie was there. The Emperor from Star Wars were. There were so many Stormtroopers. There were some Ewoks there. And then loads of people getting dressed up just to express themselves. It was awesome. It was really good to see. And then I looked at my mate Dave, and Dave's like, What is this? What's that? And Dave's like, I think I need to watch a few more films. Like, Dave, but look, there are loads of people dressed from Guardians of the Galaxy, people dressed in all, you know, literally painted green, all sorts of different people, giant robots, which are really men in like giant robot outfits. I spoke to a guy who was doing special effects for Star Wars, and he does all the, what are they called, all the props, and he does lots of props for TV, and he had guns, and he had Han Solo's blaster, which was really cool, Lucky Shot blaster. That's because Han Solo is secretly a Jedi, by the way, in case you didn't know that. I hope that doesn't spoil anybody. Enjoyment of Star Wars. Anyway, Comic-Con was really good. Great to see all these people expressing themselves out. We're booking a weekend every so often. Last time we went to Benidorm just because it was entertainment factor. It's everything you think it is and worse. And we were talking about going to Gobbly Tech, Tepe, but it's too close to the Syrian border. Anyway, we do like weekends away and we do different stuff and we're always looking at different stuff to see what we can do. One might be a yoga retreat, who knows. But this one was going to Birmingham for a weekend. So we did that on a Saturday. But on a Friday, the day before, I ran a small event for just my own clients. I'm in Birmingham. We booked a little meeting room for £120. I could fit like 10 people in there. So some clients came along and they joined me for the day of training, which is really cool. So this is if you're a client of mine, a paying client, then you get access to this as well. So people turned up for that. That was very good, very successful. A few beers on Friday night, and then a few too many beers where you can't remember how you got home, and then you wake up at 11:30 next morning. So very delicate at Comic-Con. So very good, successful client event. Good night out in Birmingham. Birmingham's really changed in the last 20 years, last 15 years since I was there, that's for sure. But I do feel like it's putting a sticking plaster over a bad wound. And I feel like this for all city centres. Like what Birmingham has at New Street with all the shops and the stuff there looks amazing. And then you walk out, there's homeless people everywhere. And it's just a big sticking plaster over basically someone's arms cut off. Let's put a plaster on that. That'll sort it to make it look better. And it's not, I'm not going to go at Birmingham here. Leeds is exactly the same. With the Trinity Arcade, it's just a big sticking plaster across homelessness and poverty and all the rest of it. And I'm not even going to get into politics right now. But something has to change, and the change that can only happen is not the one that I want. Anyway, let's not go down that path. Good weekend in Birmingham. Thank you, Birmingham, for being so kind. Weight loss this week. I just measured myself again. And like I just want you to get this into context. I've had a dreadful week of beer, food, I mean, Indian food, pizza food, Chinese takeaway. I've had so much bad food. And I'm just going to tell you about the weight loss, despite having such bad food. Here we go. So I just measured in, what are we today? We're the 22nd. So what's this one? That's the last week. And just see what the date is. So I'm 17. So I'm 74.7 kilos. I am now 72.7. So is that right? Yeah, so I've lost 2 kilos. I mean, that's crazy, right? I've eaten so much junk. I've eaten so much chocolate. Like, I'm literally addicted to chocolate. This is my problem. I'm so addicted to chocolate. And yet, I've lost 2 kilos in, like, the last week. And that's only continuing. And it's because I'm eating once a day and I'm fasting and doing all that good stuff, which we'll talk about in another one. But just have a look at some of the podcasts if you want to know how to do that. One of the other big decisions that we made this week. Hey, John, hope you're well. I still see John on there. Way to go. Hi, John. Hope you're well. So one of the other things that we decided to do was, by the way, if you've got a question, John, then please ask. So one of the things that we decided to do with the content, digital content business, was actually to slow it down a little bit. So we did a Jerry Maguire thing. If you've seen Jerry Maguire, he got sacked because he was saying less clients, less money, more attention. And actually, that's the path that we've just gone down as well. So we made a decision to, we were losing a couple of clients naturally anyway, so that's fine. There's always churn. And we took on another large client, which kind of made up for that. But we've taken on another team. And actually, we just got rid of this second team because we wanted just to slow it down a little bit, just to see what would happen. Because I'm not sure the business is hugely scalable to where I wanted it to be, in which case the business is very useful, but I wanted that business to do different things. So as you know, we're looking for businesses to buy. So actually, we're going to spend our business resources doing stuff like that, which is quite an interesting thing for us to do. And actually, in the longer term, that's where we'll make more money, I think, rather than short-term gain. But in the meantime, we've got some great short-term clients, so we're going to keep all them on board, and then we'll take on the odd client here and there. But actually, reducing the size of the teams and having lost a couple of clients, our profit margins actually increased. So that profit margin, you can do one or two things with it. I can either take it out and use it for personal use, or we can just put it back into the business and build more resources around that business, add more services so that clients are even happier with what we do. So it's a very interesting journey that we're on with that digital marketing business. It's interesting because we don't need to do the business because we have the income from property. But what else are we going to do? We're just going to sit around and do nothing all day. So actually doing the business is very interesting. And we know that something big is in the, on the horizon. We just don't know what it is yet. But we imagine that we'll be taking over quite a few businesses. We've got some other stuff we can't talk about in the pipeline, which is to do with niching down to specific industries. But we can't talk about that just yet. We'll talk about it once we've done it. who was it? Henry Ford. Your reputation comes from what you've done, not what you're going to do. So go and do it. Don't talk trash until you've done it. I see a lot of basketball players talking trash and then they miss the shot. And I'm like, dude, you just embarrass yourself. Do the shot and then talk crap about it. Okay. So we've done that. We had a property come empty. We've just got viewings lined up actually over this weekend. We're going in, we're repainting it, putting fresh carpet in and so on. Just like freshening it up. But in addition to that, we've put the rents up from 550 to 600. Well, 595 technically, so 45 quid, but it's about 10%, 9% increase. Those people who are saying rents are not increasing, I beg to differ. Rents are definitely increasing. This is a one bed and bills are included. So we put it on at 495 plus bills. Bills are guaranteed 100 a month. So it's 595. That's how we market that. But we put that up early. But the other reason for me going to the NAC last week, to Birmingham last week, was because I was going to go to the National Achievers Congress. And actually, do you know what? On the Sunday, I made the decision. I cancelled the Airbnb. I booked another flight for £25, and I actually came home to spend more time with family this week, which was a great decision, actually. And I saw people getting very excited about NAC, and that's great for them. But we're in a position now where we don't need that kind of motivation. We don't need to leave work. We don't need to create a business to generate cash flow. We're desperate for it. So a better result there was to actually come home. And I wrote quite a long blog piece about that, which is on my personal profile if you've not seen that. And then on the property sourcing training, you know, we moved that over to a free business model. We had 137 signups this week so far. 137 signups for free training for property sourcing. Property sourcing is massive right now. The problem is there's no value in content anymore. Free content. There's value in execution. There's no value in free stuff. You can watch YouTube. You can read books. There's no value in free stuff anymore. The value is in execution. And this is a mistake that I see people make time and time and time again. They learn and they don't implement. And so if people are not implementing, they don't get those results. And also the downside of giving it away for nothing is that people might not watch it because it's free, so there's no value there. Again, content isn't valuable, okay? Not in that context. The value comes from execution. So so you implementing the stuff that you learn is the most valuable stuff. I would rather you not know anything and implement something incorrectly than know everything and implement nothing, okay? So this is where most people struggle. This is where the coaching element comes into it. So if you're coming out to a villa, or if you're signing up for one-on-one coaching, I will be not biting your head off, but I'm like, okay, what actions have you taken this week? The action is where the results are. There's no action in reading books. There's none. Well, I'm reading a book a day. Jolly good. How much action have you implemented today? Oh, nothing. I'm just reading right now. How long have you been reading for? 10 years. That's why you've not got successful then. I remember meeting a guy about 10 years ago when I did my NLP, and he says, oh, I'm studying NLP. I'm like, great. Have you started getting clients? No, I'm studying at the moment. How long have you been studying for? 3 years. Dude, stop studying. Implement it. Execute it. Execute the NLP that you know. Start, you know, marketing yourself. Put your price down at £20 an hour just to get a couple of clients in. Whatever happens to take, execution is where the success lies, folks. And, you know, we're on hustle and mindset right now. Mindset and hustle. And forget about reading books. Listen to podcasts, watching videos, except mine. Obviously, read everything I do and watch everything I do. But you've got to start implementing. If you're not implementing stuff, you ain't. You're just not going to be successful at all. Anyway, right. I've kind of overrun by about 2 minutes more than I wanted to bear. But I hope that's useful for you. We are live again on Monday, where we're going to talk about business growth and marketing. If you want to come and join me for about 12 o'clock noon, we're going to live 3 times a week normally, Monday, Wednesday, which is property, and Friday, which is mindset and hustle. Come and join me for that. Other videos are on YouTube. You can come and join me for that. But come and say hello. I'd love to hear from you. Come and join me in the Facebook group, in the Mastermind group. I'd love to hear you on that. And other than that, have a cracking weekend. We'll catch up with you on Monday. Have a good one, folks. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.